USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The Biden administration has unveiled new proposals to remove medical bills from credit reports. White House officials this week said that medical debt has lowered people's credit scores, which affects their ability to buy a home, get a mortgage, or own a small business. If the rule is finalized, consumer credit companies would be barred from including medical debt and collection information on reports that creditors use to make underwriting decisions. The number of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border is likely to keep growing as officials grapple with an overwhelming number of asylum seekers at the southern border. Many of those migrants are from Venezuela, where a socioeconomic crisis fueled by President Nicolas Maduro's authoritarian government and worsened by the global pandemic and U.S. sanctions has led one in four Venezuelans to flee the country since 2015. President Biden announced last week the expansion of a form of humanitarian relief to Venezuelans already in the United States, making hundreds of thousands more people eligible for work permits. The U.S. national debt has passed $33 trillion as a looming government shutdown threatens to upend crucial federal programs. Government funding is set to expire on September 30th as lawmakers struggle to reach a consensus on a funding plan. If lawmakers are unable to reach an agreement, the White House said active duty military and federal law enforcement personnel would be forced to work without pay until funds are appropriated, while FEMA's disaster relief fund could be depleted, complicating relief efforts. Additionally, thousands of children would lose access to health programs, and air traffic controllers and TSA officers would have to work without pay, threatening travel delays across the country. President Biden is set to visit Detroit on Tuesday to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the men and women of United Auto Workers. The union has expanded its strike of assembly plants for General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis to include parts distribution centers for two of the automakers in 20 states. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
Two Las Vegas teenagers who face murder charges as adults filmed themselves as they struck and killed former California police chief Andreas Rene Probst in what investigators believe was an intentional attack. As the driver and passenger laugh, the vehicle steers toward Probst on his bicycle. The car hits the 64-year-old, causing Probst to crash onto the windshield and fly over the hood of the vehicle. The car continues to drive, and the occupants of the vehicle are heard laughing. Probst's murder was just part of the teen's crime spree that morning, which included at least three prior hit and runs, according to authorities. New Mexico's governor is reconsidering her ban on firearms.
The ban restricting the carry of firearms in and around Albuquerque has been narrowed by New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. It now applies only to public parks and playgrounds where children and families gather. Her announcement on Friday follows a federal judge's ruling that blocked part of the order. Gunfire and violent crime has continued in Albuquerque in the week since the original order was put in place, which has been challenged by at least a half dozen lawsuits. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This morning at approximately 10:52 Eastern Time, a container with surface samples from the near-Earth asteroid Bennu successfully landed on Earth. The container, which was from a spacecraft OSIRIS-REx, the first U.S. mission to bring samples from an asteroid to Earth. Through the Bennu asteroid sample, scientists hope to learn more about the origins of our solar system and our planet, as well as how life on Earth might have been formed. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.